This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media, turning our attention now to the weather forecast. Don Day is here from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don.
Good afternoon.
Let's start in Iowa, where they've been getting a little rain, and I suspect they've been in need of that rainfall. Tell me about it.
Yeah, certainly they did. Now, the outlook is continuing to be favorable for that part of the Corn Belt to be getting into more rain, especially as we look ahead here for the next several days. There's going to be quite a bit of shower and thunderstorm activity across Nebraska, eastern South Dakota, that will drift into portions of central and western Iowa in particular. And they're looking at rainfall amounts in some areas in the western counties that could be in excess of 2 to 3 inches over the next 5 or 6 days. After that, maybe not as wet, but still some rain chances. So things are looking more positive for that area to get more wet.
Will it spread eastward from there into Illinois, Indiana, other parts of the Corn Belt?
It will. While I don't see rainfall amounts being as much, many areas of Illinois are headed towards 3/4 to maybe a quarter of an inch and a quarter. Is what we're seeing, as well as portions of Indiana. Does not look as wet a little bit further south into central Missouri, but it does look like the northern western Corn Belt, which has been dry at least in the next week, has got some better chances of rain.
This is the first, I think, in a series potentially of storms that are related to a change in the weather that happened and is happening at this point across the United States.
Yeah, we have really changed gears. I mean, the weather maps look very different than what we said during the month of July. Month of July, we had a high pressure dominated pattern. We had plenty of warm weather. We were seeing some real big heat in the west. And since then, we have seen a pattern that most of the nation from the Rockies east has had below normal temperatures and also has gotten a little more wet. And that is a pattern that's going to hold here probably for another week, maybe another two. There's this no late season big heat coming that we see at the moment. We've got some warmer days coming, but we're getting rapidly to the point where it's hard to build any type of consistent heat wave.
And farmers will be thinking, hey, if it's going to be cooler or if that cold air is building up out there, might it actually explode into the Midwest at some point, in particular the northern parts of the Corn Belt? Is that an item that you have to keep an eye on or not?
We are keeping an eye on it, but we're premature to really talk about that in depth. I caution folks that I hear this a lot of times. If we have a cool August, folks start thinking about that's going to mean an early frost or freeze. We don't have strong analogs that suggest that. So we will probably in a couple of weeks' time be ready to start talking about September, whether or not we may have something early coming. But right now, that's just a little premature.
Thanks so much for the time today.
Thank you.
That, of course, is Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Check us out online at WILLAG.org. There you'll find our calendar of events. We're busy this week. Tomorrow evening, we'll be at First Trust Savings and Loan right there on Route 24 in mostly downtown Watseka. Look for the white tent at 4:30. Registration opens. Mostly this is for their clientele, but by the time we get to about 5:30 after supper, you can come on in if you'd like to listen in to see what Eric Snodgrass has to say about the weather. And of course, we'll have Merrill Crowley along with Kurt Kimmel and Dwayne Nelson there too.